Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. On the skateboard. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and once again, for the 1,214th time, but who's counting? You're not. I'm grateful. First of all, can't talk. Got coffee in my breath. No snow. Happy about that. My producer's in the house. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing great. How was your week?
It was long, but what? Yeah. It was pub week for Spotlight.
Yeah. You busy, lady.
I'm a little busy, yeah.
She is so busy. You can call her. Call her at 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. But we're doing some great things here at the school. I say we, I mean my students are doing some great things in the school. We got teachers in the school doing some awesome things. I got a teacher and I got an educator, a sister principal in the house today. I got a guest in the room, so I got to be nice. Mama said, be nice when guests come visit. Actually, I'm visiting because he's in the school all the time. But I got Rodney Smith, assistant principal.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Push the magic button. I got y'all don't know. I'm gonna tear up the table. I got hometown cooking, and we grew up in the same hometown. Yes, he knows stuff about me. You folks don't know.
It's a scary thought.
I'll just start out. I'm already off script. Well, we got an awesome show today about MLK, and a lot of good things happened here at the school and the MLK expressions. But before when it come to daddies, he had a daddy. I mean, his daddy was a daddy. His kind of daddy, I was scared of his daddy when I was a kid. Oh, man, we had some great time as kids, and I don't care what you kids are doing now, but y'all can't touch our childhood. You can't touch it. Hey, push the magic button. You can't touch it. Yeah. Have fun.
We did. Yeah, it was a great community, but we're in a great community now, so yeah. it's good to grow.
It still can't touch us, so I don't care. But I'm happy for our kids been there, but y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Go back, and y'all won't go back. We're back in the 60s. Anyway.
I'm not that old.
I am. But you graduated and did something that I didn't do. But Dr. Martin Luther King once said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Mr. Smith, you're doing great things here in school for others here as assistant principal here at Ben Davis High School. Everybody knows that MLK's birthday was January 19th. But, you know, we had MLK Day of Service on the 19th. Yeah, his birthday was the 15th. And so a lot of things happen in the world. Ben Davis does a lot of great things also. And they've been doing some things for the last couple of years as the MLK Day of Service as far as MLK Expressions of Freedom contest. And that's what our topic is today. If I don't get off script, I probably will, because y'all just don't know if this man go back a long ways. We went to the same junior high school. He went to a different high school. He went to South Vigo High School. I went to Terre Haute North Vigo High School. And then he went to Indiana State University and got his BS in music education. And then he went to Butler University and got his master's in education. This man is smart. He's associate principal here at Wayne Township. Folks, put your magic badge one more time for Mr. Rodney Smith.
I don't know about all that smart stuff. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, you got some brains.
I don't know about all that. Trying to learn something new every day. Trying to grow every day.
I'm off script, but when you was a kid back in Terre Haute, back in junior high school, you know, Woodrow Wilson, did you think about being an educator?
I think I was blessed in, since I was 7 years old, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher.
Get out of here.
And I was a musician as well.
What did you play?
And a percussion.
Now that
percussion.
I didn't know.
Yep. And so I put those two together, and that made me a music educator. So okay. I was a band director for many, many years in another district, and then transitioned to administration. So I could help more students reach their hopes and dreams.
My mouth was open. I didn't know you was a band director. I played sax and played flute. I never knew you played drums.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Y'all in trouble now? I'm going to put a band together. Gosh, I didn't know that. Oh, man, you can't teach old dog new tricks. Well, as far as me learning something that I'm talking about, you know. But I didn't know that. You know, come from Terre Haute, I did not know that. But anyway, I've been to high school since 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was actually the year we started School Talk.
Really?
In 2003.
There you go.
When I came across the street to get the show, Mr. principal.
Yeah, Mr. Marcotte.
Mr. Marcotte was the principal. And thanks to you guys that the show started in 2003. And whatever impact you had back in then, I appreciate it because I'm still here. And I love working with our young people because they're doing some awesome things. So I will get off, folks, I'm warning you right now, 244-9234, I will get off script later. But right now, MLK, what have our kids been doing with this program? It's been happening a lot last couple of years.
Yeah, this program started many, many years ago and has morphed and changed over time to fit the needs of the students. When I came aboard, I got part of this program. Dr. Danita Harris runs the program now from the Education Center. And all of us assistant principals throughout the district help get this program going in our schools. But it's been with us for quite a while. The program is based on getting the kids to have an understanding of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for and how that can impact us still this day. So we do a lot of different things with the kids. They have opportunities to show their skills and their talents and express the theme of the Dr. Martin Luther King Expressions of Freedom contest. This year, the theme is We Have the Power to Fulfill the Dream.
Wow.
So I think that's really important because we are giving the control to the kid. Mm-hmm. The kid has the power. Instead of talking about these are the things that Dr. Martin Luther King stood for, we can actually demonstrate our power here in our schools and our community.
That is so huge because young folks, you know, and I'm probably go back a ways when I was in high school, and I remember I was a knucklehead in high school, first of all. You know, I wasn't smart as these young people are. But today's events, you're so connected to everything right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything is so in your face. And to have an opportunity to make an impact now as a young person, that's really kind of cool. Because, you know, look at my producer over here. If you wanted to go out and change somebody's life right now, you could and have an immediate effect on somebody. And people would see it. See what I'm saying? Back in my day, you know, we would do something. We might pick up some pop bottles or pick up some trash, but it really wouldn't see the impact of that. Now it's in your face. And that is huge when you got young people here at Ben Davis High School that take advantage of that because they just don't know, and they will know, and some do know, that what you do now molds you into the person that you're going to be.
Absolutely. And what a lot of many young folks don't realize about the civil rights movement in the 60s, teenagers and young folks had a lot to do with that. They were game changers. You know, the sit-in in Greensboro, mm-hmm. North Carolina, that was done by college kids,
right.
You know, at North Carolina A&T, which is interesting because my uncle was the president of North Carolina A&T when that happened. So
before he passed,
he had a lot of stories about how the FBI and Secret Service were in his house there on campus talking about how to deal with those things. So folks like Reggie Jackson, those folks really connected with the story. So all those young folks really made a difference, and that's through contests and experiences like this. We hope that our students see that they have the power to affect change, and that's key.
We really need that, too, because Dr. Martin Luther King, he spoke on topics of change, topics of greatness, topics of self-confidence and loving your enemies and listening to one's conscience. And, I mean, you see the news of the I say the 10% of our population when it comes to our young people doing the wrong thing. But I am so glad there's 90% of kids doing the right thing. And then when you couple doing the right thing with Dr. King's legacy, you can have an awesome effect on now. And because remember back in Terre Haute, back in the old Terre Haute days, and we really didn't have gangs in Terre Haute. We had wannabe gangsters. I was one of those wannabe gangsters. I remember the Black Panthers came to Terre Haute one time trying to do some recruiting, but we didn't know what we were doing at the time. We were living in a time, and it was neat to know that the young folks who were involved in the early civil rights movement, you know, had enough gumption to be involved in something that's so huge. And then to find out we still got kids now here at Ben Davis High School that understand how important their past is, you know.
Absolutely.
And what they could do now to affect their future. That's huge.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
the magic button. That's the magic button real quick. I just like that. Go ahead.
So we're really excited that students have an opportunity to, demonstrate this dream. And the power that they have. And we have several different, we know kids learn in different ways. They have different, make different connections with their learning.
Huge.
So we have different categories where we have performing arts, where students can, you know, dance, they can play instruments, rap, dramatic readings, sing. There's a lot of ways they can demonstrate that. We have multimedia,
okay,
where they can do video, digital, photography, web pages, graphics. And we also have multiple literacies that speak to the writing, poems, plays. So, you know, you can be a play. If you're want to be a playwright, you can write a play that focuses on this empowerment of the dream. So there's lots of different ways that kids can get involved. So we're happy that we have interest. I have kids coming to my office every day picking up their packets how to enter the contest and the things that they need to do. So get on board because there are a lot of people interested.
That is huge. And I know I was on a line and I saw some kids from last year on YouTube. They put their little it was a saying or a little rap on YouTube. And I forgot how many views it had, but it is touching people. And like I said, this today's society of electronics, of the stuff in your face right now. I know back in the day, if we did something, it wouldn't be on the internet. We didn't have internet. We didn't have computers. That's another story. But for young folks to understand how important they are now and they can make an impact now is great. If young people live their life based on the topics of King, you know, this place would be a better place to live. I mean, don't get me twisted. I love America. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go anywhere. It's the best place in the world to live. But our young folks, the 10%, can do better. I mean, and just Emerson talking, you know, the problem we had at Lafayette Square with some of the young folks out there, not Lafayette Square, or Castle Square Mall, you know, not being supervised. You know, that's the 10% sometimes I talk about where they just don't do the right thing sometimes. But our young people doing the right things is so huge, and it stands out. And if young people search for the knowledge instead of shortcuts, and I'm preaching to the choir out there in the audience now, if young people search for the knowledge instead of shortcuts and study the past and the history, you know, who knows what today would be?
Yeah, it's really interesting. That's an interesting thought that you mentioned the 10%. And if you look at the writings of W.E.B. Du Bois, he talks about the other 10%. And that I think if we start to focus as a society on the positive 10% and give them the airtime that we give the negative, I'm not even sure, Emerson, if it's 10%. It's probably 2% of our population that it seems like we focus on in the media and they draw a lot of attention. If we focus on those positive 10%, that could change the paradigm, that could change the conversation so that people aren't saying this is who our kids are by looking at the negative things. They're looking at the positives and saying that is what our kids are. And if we build that groundswell like we have here at Ben Davis High School with focusing on the positives, that just feeds upon itself and that just grows.
Well, you said something there. You said something there because news has a tendency to, highlight the negative and not the positive. I think we could fill up a lot of news time with positive things that young folks are doing. Cause I get tired hearing all the negative news all the time, you know. And I like your aspect of the 2% versus the 10% because it's so magnified now when someone does something wrong. and the news is all on it. But when someone's doing something right, you don't see much coverage on it. Like, do a lot here at Spotlight in the Keyhole, and then with Giant 90.9 BDTV, letting know what our young people do, and that's a great thing. I remember I saw an article. It was a retired school teacher. Her name was Cleo Coleman in Fredericksburg, Virginia, said, "Without knowledge, there is no future, only a limited existence." And I think our young people here, and you can chime in here, take advantage of the knowledge that's coming from Wayne Township. I mean, I just wonder, do our kids realize how blessed they are? Mr. Smith, that's a question.
I think they do. It's like in your family, you fuss and complain about them, about your siblings, and about your mother and father. But when you're away from them, you miss them, and you realize those great things that you have, and you talk positive about your experiences. I hear that from our kids. In fact, I just was talking to a family yesterday in my office, and their words to me was, "This is a great place." They were sad that they were moving. They were in my office telling me they had to move. I think the father has his job has moved, so they're leaving us in Wayne Township.
That's sad.
And he was a little upset. He was like, "Man, I'm taking my kids away from a great place." So I believe our community knows. We are very happy of the support that Wayne Township has. They love our schools, and rightfully so. We do some great things with our kids. Our kids are awesome. Our families are awesome. We have a great community, and in the words of King, you have to bring that community together. You have to keep lifting one another up. You have to have that hope. Mm-hmm. Without hope, a man he really will go in a bad direction.
Yeah.
So we have to keep those things alive, and here in MSD of Wayne, I think we're doing that.
I remember one time, I don't know what year, Mr. Easter can probably send me a note. We hosted MLK event here at the high school, and I don't remember what year it was, but it was an awesome event. We had the whole community was here. We served breakfast, and it was an awesome event, and we laid it right out. I wouldn't mind seeing that happen out here at the high school again. I know it's not my power to do that, but it would be nice to be the host of that. We showed on the west side what King's Dream was all about with our partnership with our young people and the community, how we try to reach out to each other and have an awesome time. I wondered also, Mr. Smith, and you probably maybe speak to this, and like I said, I go off script. I'm an old man. I do things like that. But I see in the news where you got charter schools closing down. And here at Ben Davis High School, you don't have to live in Wayne Township to attend township schools. Am I correct? You can drive in or something like that?
Yeah, that's correct. Through our transfer process, mm-hmm. Where you can, it's an application process that is, you do that through the education center, mm-hmm. and the forms are out there, and you can go by the education center, pick those up. It's an application process where students can come mm-hmm. to us from other places. We have that often,
yeah.
where folks want to be here at Ben Davis High School. We have an awesome program, a very diverse program of education in our building, and people want to be part of that. So we receive folks from our surrounding area who want to come and be a Giant.
Yeah, my heart was broken. I saw this at five charter schools were closing down. You saw the kids on TV, and when kids hurt, hey, I hurt.
Absolutely.
And they were crying, and parents were upset because they couldn't go back to the school they were going to. And I was just, while I was watching the news story, and I was saying, come to Wayne, come to Wayne, come to Wayne, come to Wayne. Because my kids went to elementary school here, and they went to middle schools, and then they graduated from Ben Davis High School. And it ain't broke out here. It just, we do it right. And I'm preaching for the choir, but we do it right. You know, it's a place where you can learn. I often talk about the Area 31. You don't know what you want to do.
Program.
You don't know what you want to do.
Great program. Great program.
Just go out there.
And it's interesting, our Area 31 Career Center, all those classes are connected to dual credit through Vincennes University. So a kid's not only working on their high school diploma, they're mm-hmm. also getting college credit. So every single program that we have in Area 31 Career Center here in Ben Davis High School is connected to a dual credit.
That is huge. That
is awesome. Huge. It's amazing.
I'm gonna change. Give me 30 seconds. We'll talk some more stuff and things with Mr. Smith. Coming back, we're talking to Mr. Roger Smith, associate principal here at Ben Davis High School.
What do I have to look forward to? Nothing.
I just feel so alone.
I can't go on like this any longer.
Maybe everyone would be better off without me.
Nothing I do seems to make a difference.
Each year, nearly 1 million Americans attempt suicide. It is real. Recognize the signs that you or someone you love may need help. Help is out there. Call the 24-hour crisis line at 1-800-273-TALK because tomorrow may be too late.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Boom, 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 boom. Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. We're talking to the associate principal here, Mr. Rodney Smith, a proud graduate of Terre Haute South High School, Indiana State University, Butler University, and here at the high school doing some great things with our young people. And we're talking a lot about the Dr. Martin Luther King Expressions Freedom Contest and a bunch of other stuff because y'all know I'm old and I get off script. Because he's from my hometown, Terre Haute, Indiana, and I just can't help myself. Anyway, Mr. Smith, welcome back. You didn't leave me and go to do this hallway duties. I got those but now the time is different. The hallways don't start until later now.
Right. 8:30.
Usually you guys jump in, you about 15 minutes, jump back out in the hallway and do those magic things. Keeping our young people in line. That's the magic thing that they do. Now, in the contest, are they getting millions of dollars and trips to Florida as a result of the contest and getting brand new cars?
Yeah, the celebration, the awards, recognition.
I'm sorry.
Is coming up. It will happen in March. Okay. So we collect all the entries. Those are due to me in my Office of Student Services February 4th, which is next week. Mm-hmm. And then myself and Mr. Klaufelter, who is Assistant Principal of Student Activities, we judge those. There's one winner per school throughout the district. And then we take our winner over to, we're going to be at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center on Tuesday, March the 3rd for the awards recognition. It's a really big deal, where we have all of the projects from around the district are on display. And it's a really good time. And we honor the life of Dr. Martin Luther King as well as what he stood for.
That is awesome. Folks, if you've ever been to Atlanta and you've been to his home? I know you have.
Yes, I have.
And he wasn't tall. He wasn't really that. He was talk about powerful, like dynamite comes in small packages. He was not that tall of a man. We saw his suit hanging on display there, and he was really not a real tall person, but he was so powerful. And I guess that's a message to our young people, dynamite comes in small packages, so you can make a difference in someone's life now. While you're here on this earth, you don't have to wait till you be a big-time educator like Mr. Smith and have 29 degrees. You can make an impact on somebody right now. So what's been highlighted? What's been the – you have a favorite? I know you shouldn't say that, but do you have a favorite of the ones you've seen so far? Just to be unjust, you can't say anything.
I haven't seen them so far.
Yeah.
The kids are still working on them. I had a few kids coming down. I know that I had some BDTV kids come in and grab some material, so I'm expecting I'm going to see some type of video from those guys.
Yeah.
I usually get a lot of poems, a lot of papers that highlight how that student is working towards the dream and what they see in our society and how they want to affect change, which means that they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it starts with that thinking about how do we make our world better, which is exactly what King stood for.
Wow, that is huge, too. I read that quote earlier about Cleo Coleman in Fredericksburg, Virginia, said, without knowledge, there is no future, only limited existence. So I broke down the words limited existence. Limited, which is an adjective. You already knew that, though. Confirmed within limits, restricted. So you're limited. So therefore, I'm saying if our young people don't understand how important knowledge is, how they'll be limited in life's challenges, and even now, and it is huge that our young people take advantage of that. Now, because here at Ben Davis High School, we have, you mentioned it earlier, multiple paths of learning. And back in the day, I don't know if we had that. I think if you didn't get it, you got popped or something like that.
If you didn't get it, you just didn't get it. I remember an experience that I had where I was struggling in algebra. I was really good math students, like 7th or 8th grade. So I was advanced in math, and there was a concept I didn't understand, and the teacher just said, you know, do your best.
Yeah.
And that really turned me off to math. That is not what we do here in Wayne Township. We would search, look, do everything we can to connect that student to the learning. If here in Wayne Township, I would say you have to really want to fail in order to fail.
Oh, that's huge.
You have to work at it really hard. You have to prove that I really want to fail, because our teachers work very, very hard to get you to know the knowledge. It's not when you know it, it's that you know it, and that's the key.
I agree, because a lot of folks know my history. I was a knucklehead, and I couldn't stay in school if someone paid me. I mean, I was so stupid, and I say stupid in a way that I was stupid. I mean, you just can't paint it no other way. You know, I had a rough time in high school, you know, and I don't think my teachers really, really wanted me there. You know, like I said, if I didn't get it, I didn't get it, too bad, tough, next, you know. And I'm so glad it's not that way anymore, because, you know, I missed a lot of things in high school. And I understand you got like 1982 at South, y'all have a reunion. You'll have a high school reunion. Absolutely. And then when you guys graduate here at Bennett High School, you guys will have high school reunions. I don't have those. I don't have a high school reunion. I get stuff from folks that when I was going through school, when they have a reunion, but I didn't graduate, so I won't have a high school reunion. This is a GED when I got in South Carolina. So there's a lot of things that I want folks to understand. And even as a young person now, these things will be in your memory when you get to be 60 years old. I still remember this stuff, and it stays with me. And I wish I had teachers like Ben Davis has back in the day. Absolutely. I know I would have stayed in school.
Absolutely. And tying that back to Dr. Martin Luther King, that search for knowledge and truth is incredibly important. His last book that he wrote was Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community? One of my favorite books, where he talks about, this is after the Civil Rights, Voting Rights Act was passed. Civil Rights Acts were passed. This is 1967,
okay,
about a year before he was assassinated. So it's his last book, and he is talking about the next steps. How do we move from where we were, which was chaos, to that sense of community, looking for spreading the wealth, raising up the lower and middle class, things that we are facing right now.
Yeah.
He was talking about way back in 1967. So I challenge our young folks to get in that book, Dr. Martin Luther King's last book, look at some of the things he's talking about, make a difference now. In our community, a great way to start off is to be part of this contest.
Yeah.
And that could be a great jumping point, a starting point for you to start to learn. Although I Have a Dream was a great, great speech, boy, he did a lot more than that. a lot more than that. That's an awesome speech. But his writings and the things he stood for and the things he was trying to share with the world, if we can get our young folks on that, I think we can go a long way.
Yeah, and it's great that the young people in the contest have an opportunity to look back. Now, I lived part of it, but I was so young, you know, like I was born in 54, but even in the 60s, I'm only about, 10 years old. And at 10 years old, you're really not grasping what's going on around you. You know, and if you know anything about Terrell, Indiana, back in those days, he had the coal plant and things like that. But, you know, everybody was poor. So you didn't know you was poor because everybody was the same. You know, you just knew one thing. And, you know, it was going on around you. But to look back at the history of it and during that time, and, those were some tough times. And to young people to look back and learn from that, to understand how good they have it now, and how they can take those aspirations of Dr. King and his dreams and his words and take those words and make them come alive today is awesome.
Absolutely.
And I love what you guys do.
I invite all the kids to, all the students to be involved in this contest. Please come and see me in the Office of Student Services. I have the packet for you. Another thing I want to mention, Emerson, is not only do the kids sign on, but the kids have to have a sponsor who's a teacher that comes alongside and mentors them through that project. So if a kid's going in the wrong direction, off subject, off topic, better their project in some way, we have an educator who's sitting alongside that student, which is, I think, powerful in itself.
That is neat. That is huge. See, that's what I'm talking about. Teachers teaching, teachers leading, students learning, and then the students leading. And, man, the world's going to be a better place. I get all teary eyed. Mr. Spence, I love what you do here. I really do.
Thanks,
I mean,
Henry.
When I first came to school and saw you, I grew up with his whole family. I said, great. He's a teacher. Oh, he's a principal. Wow, huge. And I love what you do. And I know you get up every morning and you think you got the best job in the world, don't you?
I do. As I share with my folks that I supervise directly, we're dealing with lives, we're dealing with human beings, and that's a challenge because we all bring different things to the table. But it's also when you go home and you're tired, you kick off your shoes, and you know you've had a chance to make a difference. And keeping the hope of our kids alive so that they can meet their dreams is absolutely paramount.
Now, what you're doing is not broke. Wayne Township is doing is not broke. Keep it up. Our young folks need this. It makes our people better, makes our country better. So hats off to you, Mr. Smith. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, man, I'll preach to the choir. What can I say? But I got to go. Hey, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just don't copy the wrong cat. Be a man, young man. I hate this. I really hate. I hate using the word hate, but I do not like sagging pants. I still don't like it. It's cold outside. You get frostbite on your foot. You don't need to be doing that. You know, it's still cold outside, you know? And sagging's still going on. When they stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. Y'all already know the views expressed goes on Emerson's views, not views of Emerson of Wayne Township, Bendix High School Giant 90.9. See you next week. Thank you, Mr. Smith, on School Talk.